This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Department of Commerce has distributed more than $4 million in grant funding to six nonprofit organizations to improve housing affordability, primarily for Montana seniors and people with disabilities. The funding is through the Montana Emergency Rental Assistance, or MERA, program. The nonprofits that will receive the grants are Accessible Space, $900,000 for the Queen City Estates in Helena, Big Sky Community Housing Trust, $337,000, for the Riverview Apartments in Big Sky, the District 11 Human Resource Council, $558,000 to build Skalkaho Place in Hamilton, Homeward Incorporated, $104,000 for the Hearthstone Apartments in Anaconda, the Human Resource Development Council of District 9, $900,000 for the Summit Place Apartments in Livingston, and Samaritan House, $1.3 million to build the Samaritan House Family Living Apartments in Kalispell. The United States Department of the Treasury outlines the eligible uses for the Montana Emergency Rental Assistance Program, which includes various rental assistance, housing stability supports, and eviction intervention. With about $5 million of MERA program funding remaining, Commerce's Montana Housing Division decided to allocate the remaining funds to increase new housing and preserve existing permanent affordable housing stock. MERA funds help lower-earning families to get permanent housing, targeting people that are at or below 50% of area median income, who are disabled, are survivors of domestic violence, are seniors, or are homeless or at risk of homelessness. There's more information on the Montana Emergency Rental Assistance Program online at housing.mt.gov. Wyoming's Grizzly 399, a famous and popular grizzly bear, has emerged from hibernation in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming, just south of Yellowstone National Park. Grizzly 399 was spotted on a late Sunday in April with her huge cub in tow. At age 28, Grizzly 399 is of an advanced age for a grizzly, as members of her species rarely make it into their 30s. And she's also one of the oldest mama bears on record. Her yearling cub, named Spirit, will stay with 399 until sometime next year when the cub is old enough to strike out on his own. The first grizzlies started coming out of winter hibernation in Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks early in April, and as usual, it was large males who emerged before any of the others. Grizzly 399 is known to take her time and generally doesn't appear until late April. Last year, some started to worry as April dragged on into May and she still hadn't appeared. But then she emerged May 16th with her new cub, Spirit, who grew quickly and became gigantic. Many attributed his size to the fact that he did not have any litter mates to compete for his mother's milk. Grizzly 399's last litter, born in 2020, was an almost unprecedented set of quadruplets. All of those cubs survived to independence. Sadly, one of them, a male, was later killed by wildlife agents in July 2022 for displaying dangerous behavior in human-settled areas, accustomed to human food. Grizzly 399 has gained fame and a huge social media following through her habit of taking her cubs to highly visible areas near roadsides in Grand Teton National Park. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.